From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Undocumented students living in Florida will be allowed to qualify for in-state tuition under a bill signed into law by Governor Rick Scott. He signed the bill privately today, but then touted the signing at a campaign event in Fort Myers, where he spoke with our sister station, WGCU.
I want students that grew up in our state to have the same chance to live the American dream that we all have for ourselves and our kids. And so if you grew up in our state, you're going to have in-state tuition just like your peers are going to have. And you're going to know that your tuition is not going to be going up every year.
The new law offers in-state tuition to undocumented students who had attended a Florida school for at least 3 years before graduation. The current in-state rate is one quarter of what out-of-state students and those who are undocumented pay. The in-state tuition bill had been considered several times before when it drew strong opposition from many Republicans, but this year Scott and several other GOP leaders backed the measure. The Veteran Affairs Department says more than 8,500 new patients are still awaiting initial medical appointments at six VA hospitals and clinics throughout Florida, more than 90 days after requesting them. These statistics come from an audit released today. Florida officials have filed a lawsuit seeking access to facilities to investigate allegations. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Andy Wagner.